Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Audio Mo, Day 16. I'm Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter, I-V-A-N-F-E-T-C-H. I've been starting out my mini podcast with my own music creations, but today I've got a cool treat from a friend of mine, Pat Casey. This is a tune he made called Robin's Groove. He recorded these individual bass parts on different basses, and then brought in a friend to play drums and me to play organ, and this tune was born. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about something that is pretty hard to put into words. That's taking something that's in your soul, a strong feeling of what makes music special to you, and trying to express it here. I play piano, keyboards, and a little bit of organ, but I'm going to focus on bass players today. What I'm about to say is also true for other instruments like piano and guitar, but I think it's pretty cool that a bass player can lay down a foundation but also add a lot of color. But first, a pause for something cool. I love the sound of this lowest bass here that's playing the G walking down to the E. It's got a cool tone. When I was in high school, getting ready to head into college, a friend of mine introduced me to a bass player named Chris Klass, with a K. Chris and I played a couple times and didn't really stay in touch, but the thing that happened when I heard Chris play was it opened my eyes to other things that can happen on a bass. He played not only some cool bass lines, but he was fanning with his fingers on the neck of the bass and playing, much like you heard Pat do, some chords on top of the bass lines that he played. My left-hand keyboard bass became a lot like Chris played, and then I would get into bands and try to get bass players to also play like Chris. I think the way a bass player can hold down a groove and then add an embellishment here or there spans these two worlds of, like I said in my intro, something foundational and then something colorful. I want to play something that demonstrates the kind of stick to the groove, play in the pocket, as a lot of people say, and also add that incredible embellishment, color, harmony, etc. This is a clip from YouTube. If you search for Bass Masterclass Ray Brown, you'll find it. And I'm going to play about 5 minutes into the clip.
Just play me a little blues in A-flat. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That ought to get you moving. So Ray is an incredible bass player. Some might say was. Ray unfortunately passed away. But his music and teaching lives on, so I say is. Ray's playing a little bit behind the beat as he does so well. He's really staying hard to the groove, to the tempo. He's keeping the thing swinging. On top of that, he's playing these embellishments, fiddling around inside the blues progression a little bit, mixing a couple times really nicely there with some of the turnaround that's happening in the progression where the piano player hits a couple chords and, you know, Ray's playing third or a seventh along with him. Or her. I don't actually know who's playing piano here. What I really wish I could describe here, put on canvas, as it were, is that feeling you get, that little shiver or coldness up your spine, that thing that happens when you're listening to a piece of music, especially live, and you get these little nuances and embellishments and flourishes that add to a piece, and it just does it for you. It's that soul that gets woven into the music that really makes it incredible, and it's what makes playing live with musicians that you maybe don't even know such a good time. Thanks for listening. I'll close out here with a little more of Robin's Groove and Pat Casey on bass.